incredible to see and to believe, because already this evening, with the first Vespers of tomorrow's Sunday, and this, of course, is part of the first Vespers, the Vigil Mass, in this Pauline Rite, we begin to celebrate a new liturgical year. It is the year of our Lord, 2026. And we celebrate it with the readings that recall to us the first coming and the second coming, which is about to happen. And of course, it is a reading that reminds all the readings, especially the Gospel, that remind us that we must be prepared. Many people are not prepared. Many people go through life eating and drinking and carrying on as if there were no end to it. And then one day, it's finished. It's over. And they are surprised. Why did this happen? Why did no one tell us about this? Well, he has been telling us about this for 2,000 years. We have been telling you about this for many years. And you still are not prepared. And of course, part of the preparation for the birth of our Lord, and this is what it's all about, is a good sacramental confession, a thorough sacramental confession, and receiving absolution from our sins, mortal and venial sins. The mortal sins which land us immediately in hell, the venial sins which prevent us from entering heaven and land us immediately in purgatory, for who knows how long, depending on the seriousness of the sin. And so this is part of the preparation. But not only. Devotion to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. Devotion to the Blessed Mother, the Great Mother of God, and Mediatrix of all graces, and Co-Redemptrix of mankind. The devotion to Saint Joseph, and all the saints, some of them already had, from the very beginning of their lives, experienced the grace of God. Saint Joseph and Saint John the Baptist, for instance, they were cleansed of original sin in the womb of their mothers. And that means that they led lives of grace. And we are supposed to lead lives of grace. We are not supposed to live in sin, neither venial nor mortal, but especially not mortal. And if we do, we need to get to confession. And then to stop living in sin. This is what the preparation is. This is what the readings of today, in particular the Gospel. Stay awake. When the time comes, and of course he wasn't talking about the last coming, he was talking about something else. And we see that this in a sense is life. One will be taken, the other one will be left. How many people do we not know that have been taken? Some of them with some preparation, some of them with no preparation. But people who die in accidents, for instance, or by terrorist attacks, as we have seen here in our own nation and throughout the world, and all those Catholics in Nigeria that are being slaughtered to death, 200 or 300 at one time while they're in the middle of Mass by the heathens. Do you think they knew that that was the last time they were going to Mass? Were they all prepared? I doubt it. How many of them ended up immediately in heaven? So one will be taken, another one left. And the same thing here in our country. And so the season of Advent that reminds us of the fact that the Lord is coming, Adventus Domini. The Lord is coming. And of course we do so again symbolically at the Nativity of our Lord, which we celebrate most wonderfully and gloriously. But the Lord is coming also at the end of time, your time, my time, the end of the world. And that is what all of this makes reference to. And we need to listen. We need to pay attention. We need to obey. I cannot tell you how many times I tell somebody something, and then they look at me like, what did you say? Or what did you mean? And I say, well, you know, what language am I speaking? English or some other language? Am I speaking Yiddish? No. But people are not paying attention. And we need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to the liturgy, to the church, to the words of the gospel, to me. And we need to get to it right away. Not next year, not in 20 years. Tomorrow could be the day you die. Are you ready? Or are you just flumping around like some kind of idiot in the darkness? No, no. That must not be. We must be prepared. We must be ready. For he says it. At an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. And so, if he comes for you tonight, if he comes for you tomorrow, are you ready? And there are many of us, because we have so many parishioners, most of them go to the traditional rite of the Mass. And there are so many, but even among them there could be some that could die, even babies and little children. But I remember a few years ago, it was on a Saturday night, and I think he was the lector of the Mass. I'm talking about Emery Castro, Rose's husband. And everything was fine and great and hunky-dory. And then they went home, and then that night, poof, he was taken right in front of her face. Do you think he was ready? I hope so. Are you ready? Am I ready? I hope so. I spend most of my day in prayer, no matter what else I'm doing. Do you? Or do you waste your time with nonsense? And the things of the world of today are one nonsense after the other. So are you prepared? And this is what this season of Advent wants us to do and wants us to be. Are you prepared? Paratus est. Only God and you know. And of course, sometimes we find people that think they are prepared. They're fine. And then they find out at their judgment that day or that night, you are not prepared. I do not know you. Get lost from my sight into the eternal fires of hell. That is not what you want. That is not what I want. That is not why I'm here and why I suffer for you. I don't suffer for myself. I suffer for you. Are you prepared? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.